Love and relationships. This is Aratima. One of the most important and most passionate topics is relationships for every human being on this planet. Relationships are full of drama, full of pain, and full of sweet passion, and also deep, deep fulfillment. The whole gadget of emotions will be compacted in anything that we call relationships. Now, we have to look at the fact that we are living on a planet that's polarized, that is experienced in masculine and feminine polarization, and all the mixtures of that, and or submixtures of that, because we do have within a human body even examples of a mix of feminine and masculine biological, physical expressions. The imprint, the most important imprint we get right from the beginning is being a boy or a girl. And we will be dressed usually in a particular color, may it be blue or pink. And also the kind of toys we get, how our hair is styled, will all match the culture that we live in. And for most of us, it's pretty much the same. We have signs that show what's feminine and signs that show what's masculine. Although we live in a time where this is starting to blur and the typical masculine and feminine signs are changing. Now, coming back to the imprint of you being a particular gender. So you are consciousness. And the moment you take physical form, you're being imprinted of what that means and you get initiated into a particular way of thinking. There's a program that comes with that. A lot of concepts and ideas, what it means to be either a boy or a girl. So we grow up, and at some point, once the hormones become active, we are looking for that deep longing to procreate, the deep longing to be sexually intimate, the deep longing to be loved. That longing to be loved already exists before the hormones come in, and so we want to be loved by our teachers, by our parents, by those that have the same gender, because love is, in its essence, not really tied to the gender. We can love a tree or an animal as well. Love is everything. But once the love goes deep into the tissue and the biological part is being stimulated, we are looking for the opposite, the other puzzle piece. And in that way, we actually are driven strongly by the projection that that which is missing in us is out there. So we go looking to find the missing puzzle piece, the opposite gender. And we want to fall in love with the other. And that's what usually happens. And as much as we fall in love, we either fall out of love again, or we fall out of love and we mature into a deeper relationship with the opposite sex or the same sex that indicates particular frequencies that are still complementary to the polarization on this planet. So the pain in relationships, how to overcome, is really the first thing is to recognize that we've projected out in the world something that we seem to be missing. And when that other walks away, or that other is not liking us or is abusive or ignores or whatever happens in relationship, divorces, then we feel pain because we've tied ourselves to the outside to make ourselves whole. And that doesn't work. So that's where the mistake starts. So how to be in a successful relationship is to truly, really first marry yourself within yourself, knowing that you are consciousness. That when you begin to project out or long, the longing itself is something that happens from the body deep within, and it's not really true because you can't be missing something. You are whole. So the longing can be pursued and moved into and followed into to where is it coming from, and to find the thought behind it, that there is a sense that something is missing and the missing piece is out there, and that we cannot be happy without the other, that we have to be fulfilled by having someone in our lives. Now, in this awakening course, in the commitment to waking up that we are whole and everything is within us, that doesn't exclude a relationship. And once you are free and you have seen that you don't need somebody, then you are full and you are fulfilled, and you can actually be in a relationship that is very constructive and very fulfilling, because you're really in the moment then able to give and to love, and you are not needing to be fulfilled. Because when you are missing a part of you, when you project that part of you out there, and a part of out there is not giving you what you need, then you become needy and conflict arises. Then contracts are being made. You have to do this and this and such, and you're responsible. And if you don't do it, then you're breaking the contracts. And so love in our modern times is all about contracts. And contracts have nothing to do with love. It's a business relationship. And most people live in a business relationship, in a mixed one. There's love as well, but there's a lot of business. There are agreements about being sexually intimate only within the relationship. There's agreements around money, agreements what is allowed in the relationship, what not. And there is often very little dynamic around not projecting and owning one's projections. There is a lot of reasoning. You did this, and that's why I don't like it. And if you don't do this, then I do that, and all that back and forth. And it has very little to do with love. It has nothing to do with love. So you are love. You, who you are, is love. And the body is looking for something out there. And it's often driven by hormones. Sometimes when people get older, they don't have that much sex. They might actually still have a longing in the heart to be in a relationship. So then you come up from the second chakra, the first and second chakra, into the heart. And then there's a projection there. I need somebody in my life, a companion. And that has to be seen, that that is projecting out something very powerful and giving away your power and saying that, here, I need you, and if you're not in my life, then I will be suffering. And that's not very freeing, and it's very much a place of bondage to be in. So we want to own these projections. We want to clear them. We want to see through them, and we want to bring ourselves into the entire core and keep the heart open, so the heart isn't polarized, so we don't even start projecting outward that there's somebody missing. There is a lot of talk around twin flames and such things, and in the conversation that we're having in this course, it's not really very freeing to have even such a deep spiritual concept of that there's a flame out there that we have to be with, or that that would be the greatest love ever, or... We have to remember this planet and the incarnation is polarized. Everything swings from happy to unhappy. And only who you are as a being can rest always in freedom and will still experience on the feeling level different kinds of feelings, feelings that are pleasant and feelings that are unpleasant. But knowing that you are neither a good feeling or a bad feeling, that they move through you like the weather, the clouds in the sky. So the first step to truly be in a successful relationship is to know that you don't need one. First of all, you have to come into proper relationship with yourself. The fragmentation that exists within you has to be glued together, the fragments, we could say. We have to have a unified vision, and the unified vision has to do with light. Everything is light. Light that moves is love. Everything is love, and nothing is not love. And that brings us also to any other relation that we had with our parents, with our siblings, with anybody, that whatever happened that might have been traumatic, might have been cruel, might have been mean, that that's all love. It just doesn't look like love because the perception is split, is fragmented, and is polarized into a good action or a bad action. But none of that is true. This is when we withdraw the mind back into our being and collapse it. Then there's just a seamless existence and everything is the same. Everything is unity. Everything's light. Everything is love. And you can make the choice to step out of the drama. So if you are truly processing all the needs and the longings and begin to be free and you can breathe freely and your heart stays open and it doesn't have to shut and project that shadow, that sense of lack out into the world and run after something, somebody, and let yourself be imprisoned by the need to be with that being and to have that being serve you in a certain way and behave a certain way, and then you can be free. You can be free to truly love when you have discovered you are a well of love itself, and that being in a relationship with another is about sharing love and giving love and also receiving, but freely, because it is fun, it is joyful. And you are an autonomous being. You are not one half of the other person. In the language that we grew up, often we talked about the other half. Where's your other half? There is no other half. You are whole and the other is whole. And everybody is whole. And how to go into the freedom of living that wholeness, what would that look like in everyday life? We'll talk about it in the following recording.